Chapter 36. Take a Bow. Too many pieces finish too long after the end. Igor Stravinsky. You did it. Congratulations for getting through a huge load of information. Because you've learned so much, don't be surprised if you forget parts of it, or all of it, and feel free to go back and review anything you need to review. It's totally normal. You have to live with these ideas and use them for some time before they become second nature. Even though you've taken in a great deal of information, there's much, much more left to be learned if you're willing to learn it. Things like more advanced chord progressions, more chord extensions, transposing from one part to another, arranging music, composing music, and on and on and on. It's exciting how much there is to learn. Several lifetimes worth, really. Take your music reading skills to the next level. Just like with any language, becoming fluent in the reading, writing, and hearing of music takes time and steady effort. There is not a magical, mythical, genetically endowed skill for reading music, so just keep at it and you'll get better and better. There are several ways you can push your skills to new levels. Here are a few. Sight reading. Sight reading is the practice of reading something cold, without prior study. No big deal. You do the exact same thing all the time with the written word. Think about all the practice you've had reading, both out loud and silently in your head. If you practice reading music as diligently as you practiced learning to read, you'll be fluent in no time. Do some sight reading every day to keep yourself moving forward. Also, don't forget to say something musically when you sight read, by which I mean make your music expressive. You might blaze through an unfamiliar passage and nail all the pitches and rhythms, but if it's not musical, you missed the most important part. Go slowly enough to get the notes and rhythms and the expression right. Transcription. Transcribing music means you're writing down what you hear. For most of us, in order to do this, we need an instrument to figure out the pitches. Piano works great, in my experience, but anything will work. I often use my trumpet. The reason piano is so great is that it's a simple and straightforward system and you won't tire easily. When I transcribe using my trumpet, I have to take breaks or my lips fall off. Start with simple melodies that you know really well and can sing from memory. Once you know the pitches, determine the rhythmic relationships and write it all down. It sounds simple, and it is, but at first you'll find this challenging. So what? Anything worthwhile is challenging. Just keep at it. Transposition. Transposing is the act of moving the notes in a piece by the same interval. Orchestra brass players do this all the time, as do any jazz musicians who play with vocalists. For example, if you're playing a regular trumpet, which is a B-flat trumpet, and if you're looking at a part that is marked for C trumpet, you have to play all the notes that you see one whole step higher than they're written. This is just one of many transpositions. It's probably the most useful one for trumpeters, clarinetists, and tenor saxophonists, because we often have to read parts in C, like lead sheets in jazz or piano parts. It's a bit challenging at first, but with some practice, it becomes automatic. Move beyond the page into the real music. Keep in mind that music theory is only one of many tools to be used to become a better musician. This system for writing down sounds came about long after music itself. Thousands and thousands of years, probably tens of thousands of years. Reading music is not necessary for making music. It takes a while for all these concepts and systems to make sense, so don't let any confusion you might feel about written music get in the way of actually making music, of actually playing and exploring sound. The quest for a better performance of the music is the whole reason for this factual, rule-based method of writing down the sounds. Don't be a slave to written music. Use your ears. With so many rules and regulations in music theory, it can be easy to get away from the ultimate goal of music theory, which is to enable you to express yourself musically. So just keep making music with all your heart and all of your brains. Chip away at the areas of music, whether it's music theory, improvisation, or anything else that is unfamiliar to you, and you won't be disappointed. Persistence is so much more important than any kind of talent you think you may or may not have. For a lot more on this, check out my book, The Practice of Practice. Free stuff. As I've mentioned throughout the book, you can find all kinds of free printable materials on this book's website at basicmusictheory.audio. That includes scale sheets, practice sheets, exercise tracking information, and a few other handy tools. Drop me a note, pun intended. Without the kind and generous support from listeners and readers like you, this book would not be as good as it is. And a special thanks to input from Aaron Rosenberg for this fourth edition. If you're totally stumped, and can't find answers anywhere else, drop me an email and maybe I can guide you. And of course, if you liked the book and it helped you, a review on Amazon would be a huge help. It's the only kind of marketing that I believe in. You can find a link to do that, of course, at this book's website. Thanks very much for listening, and may the best of everything come your way.